Today is the last Sunday of the celebration, and I would like to say a few words about this wonderful Lila of the Lord in Vrindavan. You must have heard it many times, but it's always good to hear it again. Actually, this particular Leela of the Lord being tied by his mother Yashoda happened in Diwali, the same way as Diwali. So this Leela is like this. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that once Mother Yashoda was churning the yogurt to make butter, and baby Krishna came behind and was pulling her dress, telling her that I am hungry, I want to eat. She left everything. She was giving Krishna breast milk. But suddenly, while doing that, she remembered that she has some milk boiling in the stove. So in order to save that milk from committing suicide, spilling around, she left Krishna, baby Krishna, one side, and she went to take the stove from the milk from the stove. But then Krishna wasn't happy because he was still hungry, and he became angry that his mother left him like that. Actually, that milk was also meant for Krishna's service. Mother Yashoda was planning to make some special sweets for Krishna from that milk. And that wasn't just any milk, it was a very special milk. Nanda Maharaj has 900,000 cows. And there are 10 very, very special cows that they are given very special sweet grass. And they also drink the milk of other cows, which are very, very sweet. So they give very, very first-class milk. And only with this milk, Mother Yashoda makes the finest sweet for Krishna. So that was that main reason she was trying to save that milk. But of course, Krishna became a little angry as a naughty boy, and he broke the butter pot and stole the butter and was hiding somewhere, you know, eating the butter and feeding the monkeys and looking everywhere for his mother. He knew that he made something mischievous, so he was worrying that she may come and chastise him. So when she came back, she saw baby Krishna wasn't there, that the pot broken and all the butters, you know, around. So she took a stick, was looking for Krishna. Of course, although Krishna was giving the monkeys to eat the butter after he ate with full satisfaction, he was looking around all the time, you know, just to be sure. Have you seen birds eating, you know, the grass? They look everywhere. The small noise, they fly away. So Krishna was very aware that I did something very naughty. So when Mother Yashoda came behind very silently, he could see her from the corner of his eyes, and he ran away, and she was chasing after him with the stick in her hand. Who can catch the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He's faster than the speed of light. Nobody can catch him. Even great mystic yogis, they are meditating on Krishna's toenails, trying to have a glimpse of those wonderful lotus feet, and takes them years and years and years of austerity, penance, tapasya, meditation to have just a little glimpse of his toenails. But Mother Yashoda, out of his love for Krishna, was trying to catch him. She was worried that Krishna may be afraid of the stick. So she threw the stick, and then Krishna let himself be caught. And Acharya explained that this stick represents our ahankar, false ego. Keep us away from Krishna. So you have to give up the false ego. to be able to catch Krishna, to be with Krishna. So when she called him up, Krishna was crying, rubbing his eyes with his tool of his hand. And he wasn't pretending crying, it was for real. He was really afraid of his mother. And how is that possible? He's the Supreme Lord. How he can be afraid? How he can be crying like a child? Because that yoga maya, the internal energy of Krishna, in order, she knows what Krishna desires. So she knows Krishna wants to enjoy like a little child. So she make Mother Yashoda forget, she make even Krishna forget his divinity as the Supreme Lord. And he plays like a small child. Then, of course, he never forget completely because in the back world, you know, he's still conscious of everything. Suppose some great devotees are praying to Krishna. Who is going to hear their prayers? If Krishna is oblivious of himself, who's going to hear those prayers? Somebody may suggest, oh, okay, Paramatma is hearing. But that will hurt the feeling of those great devotees because they want a personal relationship with Krishna, not with Paramatma. They want Bhagavan, they want the Supreme Person, love. So he, in the backyard of his heart, he knows everything. But externally like that, for the time being, he seems oblivious of his majesty, his opulence, although always there. So when Madhuri Yashoda saw that Krishna was very frightened, she was very worried that Krishna may leave home because being so afraid. So in order to prevent Krishna from leaving home, she decided to tie him up with a rope to ground him mortal until he calmed down. Her idea wasn't to chastise him by tying him up, but to prevent him from leaving home. That Prabhupada explained the 10th canto. So of course, you know, when she was trying to tie up Krishna, two fingers were missing. She broke more ropes and still tied them up together and still two fingers are missing. And what is the meaning of those two fingers? Different acharya give different meanings. Those two fingers means, in order to achieve Krishna, we have to have two things. One thing, we have to make a sincere effort to please Krishna. Second, we have to pray for His mercy. Always pray for His mercy, for His kindness. These two things are there, must be there, very important. And also other acharya explained that these two fingers represent two things that separate us from Krishna. Attachment and envy. Ragadvesha, yes. Ichadvesha. Desire, hankering, and envy. Attachment and envy. So these two things also keep us away from Krishna. So in order to overcome this, we have to chant sincerely the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So Madhuri Yashoda has to go to the houses of other gopis to ask them for ropes. Because in their house, all the ropes were finished. So all the gopis came to see the fun, how Madhuri Yashoda was trying to bind up their own son. So they were clapping and laughing, oh, you can't tie up even your own son like that. So they were making fun, you know. Actually, there is one pastime. Similar, but not exactly the same, that once Krishna decided to go to steal yogurt at the house of one particular gopi, Krishna has a spy, you know, his friend. This gopi made a very fresh, very sweet, nice yogurt. I have to go to steal that yogurt. But this gopi also has her own spy, so she came to know that Krishna was also going there. So she made some arrangements. She put a lot of ringing bells around the windows, around the floor, around the yogurt pot, you know, everywhere. So immediately when Krishna comes in, she will hear the sound, caught him up. That was the plan. So when Krishna arrived, saw the arrangement of bells everywhere, Krishna said, he spoke to the bells. Bells, who are your Lord and Master? You are only Lord and Master, the bells said. Very good, Krishna said. I'm going now inside this room, I'm going to steal this yogurt. But you have to make, you can't make any sound. I'm going to move you here and there, but you don't make any sound. Is that all right? Yes, yes. Your wishes are, you know, we obey your command. So Krishna entered the window, moving all the bells, no sound came. And he took down the big yogurt pot full of bells around, you know, moved the pot, no sound came. And he opened the cover of the yogurt and covered with a lot of bells, no sound came. But as soon as he started to eat the yogurt, all the bells start to sound at the same time. Krishna became angry at the bell. Why are you doing this? I told you not to do it. Well, Krishna, what can we do? The Vedas say that when Bhagavan eats, the bell must be there. So what can we do? We have to obey the Vedas. So anyway, this gopi came and caught up Krishna. Oh, finally I caught you. You are stealing my yogurt. No, no, I'm not stealing your yogurt. Then what is your hand doing inside the pot of the yogurt? Krishna said, well, my elephant toy fell inside the yogurt and I'm picking it up. See, here it is. But I see all your mouths covered by yogurt all around. Well, this is my friend. He was stealing the yogurt, and before leaving, he smeared yogurt on my face to make me guilty. Oh, come on. You can't cheat me like that. I'm going to take you to Mother Yashoda to chastise you. I'm going to bind you up. She bound Krishna with a rope, and she was holding him, walking toward Mother Yashoda's home to complain. And she arrived there. Yashoda Maya, come here, see who the thief. I caught the thief who was stealing yogurt from my house. And Yashoda came, yes. Don't you see, this is your son stealing. My son is here. Krishna come. And Krishna came out of the house. Then who is this? And she looked what was her own son. Krishna is very naughty. And Krishna approached her and told her in the ear, next time if you do this to me, your husband will be there. So, this wonderful Leela of the Lord is very, very sweet. Just by hearing it, we feel so much happiness, because the Lord is full of joy and happiness. The Vedanta Sutra say Ananda Mayo Vyasa. He's full of ananda, he's full of happiness, bliss. And we hear, just by hearing about him, about his pastime, his holy name, we also feel the happiness, the bliss, isn't it? Why? Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not just an ordinary child, you know. He's the Supreme Lord. Performing childhood pastime, very sweet. Very attractive. Once also, Mother Yashoda told her gopis friend, she told them, I'm very busy, please can you give Krishna his dinner? So the gopis presented Krishna different varieties of sweets, whatever you like, Krishna, you know. Here is Ladu, Sandesh, Rasgulla, Rabri, Gulab Jamun, you choose whatever you like. Krishna said, no, I don't want any of this. Then what do you want? Then Krishna pointed to the full moon in the sky, which was golden. Sometimes you can see full moon golden hue. But Krishna pointed to the golden moon and said, I want that condensed butter there. And the gopis told Krishna, Krishna, this is not condensed butter. This is a Rajahamsa, royal swan. then bring him to me, I want to play with him. Then Mother Yashoda came and Krishna complained. I wanted that condensed butter, but the gopis said, no, this is not butter, this is Rajhamsa. And Mother Yashoda said, Krishna is right. This is actually condensed butter, because when the asuras and devatas were churning the milk ocean, the moon was born from there. So to say that the moon is condensed butter is correct. But Krishna, you can't take that butter, because you see those black spots on the moon? This is poison. You can't eat. It's not good for you. How can? But then Krishna first asked, a milk ocean? How many cows the moon was born from the milk ocean. Then how many cows were needed to create such a big milk ocean? Krishna asked. No, Krishna, there was no need of any cows. I can't believe that, Krishna said. There's no milk, no cow, no milk. Like some years ago in Brazil, they were doing survey in the schools. They were asking children from where the milk comes. They never seen a cow in their life. They're city boys, you know. So from the pot, from the jar, and this. Nobody said from the milk, from the cow. But Krishna knew, without cow, no milk. But Mother Yashoda told him, my dear boy, you are a very naive, you know, innocent boy. The creator of all the cows can create a milk ocean without the need of the cows. Oh, that's very interesting. But then what about I know that serpents, scorpions, spiders may have poison, but moon, the condensed butter? No, I don't believe that. Yes, yes. Let me explain to you, Krishna. Mother Yashoda said, when the asuras and devatas were churning the milk ocean, the first wave was a poison came. So to save the world, Lord Shiva, Mahadev, he kept that poison in his neck. That is one name of Mahadev is Nilakanta. Nila means blue neck. Even his wife, Parvati, she mistook him by somebody else when she saw with the blue neck. She left him, thinking he's another person. Anyway, but Mother Yashoda explained to Krishna that some drops fell to the floor, and some animals like snakes and spiders and scorpions, they came and took that. That's why they became poison, because they took that poison from them. So you can't take it. Mm-hmm. All right, say Krishna. Now I want to sleep. I'm not hungry anymore. Please tell me a story before I go to sleep. Why children like to hear a story before going to sleep? Because this is coming from Krishna's. Originally, everything is coming from the Lord. He also likes to hear a story before going to bed. So Mother Yashoda started to tell the story of Ramayana. She was explaining, Lord Ram has to go to an exile, and Sita was with him, and the whole Ramayana story. And when she said, then Ravan came and kidnapped Sita. And Krishna started to shout, Lakshman, Lakshman, bring my bow, bring my arrow. Mother Yashoda was very surprised at this small boy doing like that. Anyway, I wanted also to mention to you about a book that I just a few days ago published in El Salvador. I just brought with me. Is in Spanish. I hope that next year will be in English. This is about the first and only visit of Srila Prabhupada to South America, Venezuela. So in this book there are all the pastimes and teaching Prabhupada gave there in South America. And the book has like 30 color pictures. So if you have any friends who speak Spanish who like to give the book, that would be very nice. So I would like also to tell you a few of the Leela of Prabhupada in Venezuela, you know. The first night Prabhupada arrived in the temple, that was Vaitacharya's appearance day, and Prabhupada, his asan was facing the deities Gauranitai. And Prabhupada told us, it is very nice that tonight we have with us here these two Prabhus, Gauranitai. They came from so far away, their home in Navadvip, to bless all the people of this world. There is a very nice song, Prabhupada said. Can you follow? Prabhupada wanted to sing a song to glorify Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda. And there is a beautiful song, and Prabhupada started to sing. The song is Parama Karuna Pahundvi Jananita Igora Chandra Savavatar Sarashiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. They are, Parama Karuna means supremely merciful. These two brothers, Nitai Gauranga, they are so merciful because they brought the process Kevala Ananda Kanda, simply blissful. Chanting, dancing, hearing Krishna Katha, feasting. Everybody to be attracted to this process they brought with them. But as soon as Prabhupada said the first two words of the song, Parama Karuna, his voice shot. He couldn't sing anymore. And he closed his eyes and laid back his head in the asana, and we could see, you know, tears coming out of his eyes. All the room was silent. It was packed up, the room, like now, you know, the room, temple room here, and complete silence. And after a few minutes, Prabhupada came back to consciousness. You could see it shining, the eyes shining with spiritual bliss. And Prabhupada said, so merciful, Paramahakaruna. Because if Krishna would have come in Kali Yuga, like he comes in other yugas, other ages, to kill the demons, the asuras, practically speaking, nobody will be left in Kali Yuga. But he came to kill the evil mentality of the people by the holy name of the Lord. He said the devotee and the asura and devata are living in the same body now. The evil mentality and the devotee mentality are in the same body. So we have to kill that evil mentality by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, Prabhupada told us, now you are very fortunate, you got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, now you have to make others fortunate, share the mercy with everyone. At that time we were distributing Prabhupada's books. Every day we will go out, distribute his books, magazine, like that. So, and there are many other wonderful leelas. Prabhupada used to go to the park every day. He asked me about the bird. I'm going to please him by telling the bird story. That one lawyer was going every day with Prabhupada on the morning walk. And one day he asked about the shortage, you know, food shortage. Sometimes, you know, people, you know, going hungry, things like that. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada pointed to a small bird eating a fruit on the tree. He said, you see that small bird eating a fruit? Krishna is providing him what he needs. Krishna is providing all living entities. Only due to lack of Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, we are creating artificially scarcity. Because of leaders' mismanagement, so-called scarcity is there. Krishna is giving it to everyone. So, also, he stopped to see a crocodile swimming. You know, two, three colored crocodiles were swimming in the water. And Prabhupada stopped to see. And one of the crocodile took his head out and opened his mouth, big teeth, like a huge crocodile. Prabhupada smiled and spoke to the crocodile. He told the crocodile, you have very good arguments to catch, but no opportunity to catch. And the crocodile closed his mouth and opened again. Prabhupada said, no food. He's inviting one of us to come. And who's going to go? And also one lady, she saw Prabhupada, you know, in the park walking, and she said, buenos dias. Prabhupada doesn't know Spanish. So he asked the devotee, what means that? The devotee said, means good morning. And after, you know, a few steps, some other men were coming, you know, and Prabhupada, to our surprise, he told them in very clear Spanish, buenos dias. And they answered, buenos dias, señor. Prabhupada immediately catch it. Huh? So, and many other wonderful, you know, I would like to tell you more, but our time, we're tied up by the time. So, yeah, stop here. If anybody has any question or doubt or comment, would like to submit. Okay. Otherwise, we continue on regular program. I would like to mention one last thing about this book. It took me like a few years to do this book. It's been so many ups and downs, you know. It almost, we lost the book and the computer broke down. Fortunately, we have saved another, but was damaged the disk. We have to find a very special technician who can, you know, a very, very difficult thing. But finally, by Lord Krishna's mercy, we could finally see the mercy of Prabhupada, you know. And the nice thing is, it has like 30 color pictures, first time published, never seen before. It's the first time. And I remember the day Prabhupada gave the initiation, he called me and said, your name is Jagat Chakshur Das. Jagat Chakshur is the name of the Lord, which means the eye of the world. So Prabhupada explained to everyone that wherever we go, wherever we are, we should always feel the eye of the Lord on us, because He's the witness of everything we do. And looking at me, pointing his finger, Prabhupada said, you cannot hide from the eyes of God. I thought, well, Prabhupada caught me up, because I use some time to go to the kitchen in the morning and take some sweet, thinking nobody's watching me. When Prabhupada said that, he caught me up. And that helped me a lot to remember that always Krishna is watching us. Always to remember that. But next morning, I came down to Prabhupada's garden, going to the Brahmacharya ashram. I wasn't supposed to go that way, but I forgot, fortunately. And then Prabhupada saw me and moved his hand like that. I thought he was going to chastise me or something. But Prabhupada asked me, where are you coming from? So I said, Prabhupada, I'm coming from distributing your books in the city. So that's very nice. How Venezuelan people like my books? Oh, very much, Prabhupada. Are very simple and pious people. And when they read the books, they keep buying them and asking for new titles, so they appreciate our Prabhupada. That's very nice. Come with me. He went to the room, and on the table he had a tray full of sweets, and he took one sweet and gave it to me. Say, thank you very much for helping me. I thought, Prabhupada's telling me you don't have to steal the sweet, I give it to you. So that was great fortune, you know. Unexpected mercy. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanand ki jai. Thank you very much.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.